This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to another episode of Who Am I to Judge podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Samantha. Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Welcome back.
How are you?
I'm good. I had my another interview this morning.
How did it go?
I think it went well. Like, we'll obviously see, but I think it went well. We vibe. She's looking for somebody with strong interpersonal skills. I have those. Anyone who knows me knows this. So I'm like, I'm your girl. So I literally said that. I was like, I mean, look, I'm like her name. I said her name. I was like, I'm your girl.
That is so funny. You said her name.
I'm like, literally, it's me.
You're so funny.
But we'll see what happens. She said that the recruiter will be in touch with Next Step. So we'll see what happens.
It sounds promising.
I feel like you wouldn't say that to somebody if it was a bad thing. But we'll see. But yes, today's a good day. I'm going to my workout class at 7. Texas is playing today, so I'm excited. The women's basketball team at 8. That's why we couldn't record later. But how are you?
Will you be able to watch it?
Yeah, my class
like a little bit.
My class is from 7 to 7:45. I literally plan on getting an Uber to the house. I'll get home at like 8:02 and like we'll be good. I told Julia, have it on the TV. I walk in, I sit straight on the couch.
You are so funny, Alexis.
That's me. I'm also trying not to project because one of the comments on TikTok was like, girl, you don't need to project. You have a microphone. I'm like, that's hilarious.
Girl, whoever said that.
I mean, it's like a funny thing to say. And so I was just like, let me
we're
like,
we're
going to
get our together, you guys, one of these days.
But what's up with you?
I'm good. Today's like my day off after a weekend of the yoga teacher training, so like I'm definitely sore.
I know.
Like, we do a lot of moving those weekends. And it was funny yesterday, like, there was like we invited two people, the trainees invited like a couple people that like don't do yoga or whatever, and we like had to teach them. So that was just like funny to like see how that like went. But yeah, we are learning. We are becoming teachers and practicing and stuff.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely cool to be learning about like all that stuff that I'm interested in. But today I've just been relaxing. I am officially moving, so I've like started to
pack it up,
pack some things, and I'm happy to be back with my Jupiter baby because he was with my sister this weekend. So just been enjoying our time together. But yeah, other than that, just happy to be alive.
Feels so good to be alive. Anyway, I'm glad for you. Well, if that's it, let's get to it. I'll ask you who's on trial first. Samantha, who's on trial?
So first we want to talk about Mr. Zoran Mondani.
Oh yes, we're
that
really
took
excited.
That win in New York. How does it feel to be a New Yorker right now?
Feels great. January 1st can't come fast enough. We're very excited. It was really cool to see. It was really cool to see like the breakdown of everything, like how 35 and younger pretty much went straight for Zoran, and 30 and then like 36 and higher went for Cuomo. And I just also feel like with the neighborhood divides too, like I was so proud of Flatbush, like it was like basically completely Zoran. But then it was like, you know, Tribeca, Upper East Side, like it was like you would see half of Queens, pretty much all of Staten Island, where different like particular communities live. It was just interesting. Like you could see it go for Cuomo or literally Zoran. And all those things I named went for Cuomo, not for Zoran that I was saying.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what I was saying. It was interesting because it was like, oh, of course, like Staten Island, of course. Upper East Side, that makes sense. Like who lives there? So that was really funny. But yeah, we're excited.
I know. So I'm like very happy for it's like definitely given us a sense of hope that first of all, that he's like the first millennial governor. Like he literally graduated from college when we graduated from college. So that is like lit. I'm like, yes, pass us the torch. Like let us make
pass
some
it
damn
to
change.
Us. Yeah. And I feel like it's a good like roadmap for hopefully for Democrats to think about and follow that, like, you know, people will support left-leaning people will support like a younger candidate who's not like part of like a family dynasty but just a normal fucking person like who like, you know, pushes progressive things. Like we're not like we're no longer going for this like center type of Democrat. Like there we're going for someone who is like willing to talk about like taxing
show us
people
something
and
different.
Yeah, exactly.
Like let's do something different. And I did see that his parents, I didn't realize, like, his mom was, like, a Oscar-nominated director, like, of, like, Bollywood films and stuff. He seems very impressive. And the first lady is...
She looks really cool.
She looks really cool. I'm like, we have a cool first lady.
I know. I'm like, you're very
New
cool.
York. I'm like, this is, like, the modern, like... You know, couple and love story stuff. So it's just cute.
We're so excited. I can't wait to see what he does. And like, it's so funny. Did you see like Lala Anthony like was endorsing Cuomo? Also,
he deleted that real quick.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, did you not think that that was like social suicide to post that prior to deleting
to
it?
Who?
Like,
not her friends.
But it was to everyone. And so I'm just like, you like it's weird that they didn't have the she didn't have the thought of like this might give me bad press. And even like Deborah Messing from Will and Grace. And then also did you see 50 Cent was like in like New York is done now. Like you can pack it up. Like y'all gotta move. And it's just like, I don't know. It's so interesting to see these celebrities.
Yes,
and their interest doesn't lie with the community, with the race. Uh-uh. Again, it aligns with capitalism.
Yes.
And money.
It's like clearer than ever. And what's just so fucked up to me, and like, I know we're going to get to more billionaires today, but it's just like, I feel like back in the day, the celebrities of that time, besides, like, you know, O.J. Simpson and, like, I'm sure there's a lot of other people, but, like, they stood for something. Like, goddamn, they were still fighting for things and not, bought and sold by the government. But anyways, very disappointed in a lot of these celebrities. I know we shouldn't be expecting like everything from them, but it's just like, come on now. Like, y'all done lost your humanity.
It's just like embarrassing because it's just like they're not embarrassed to show. Well, some of them are. Like, Lala clearly was. She clearly received some pushback to the point where she deleted the post. But it's like, it's just weird to me. It shows how tone deaf they are, because she at one point thought this is a good post to post, like, to everyone, not just my close friends. Like, you know, people will empathize. Like, that's a tone deaf thought, you know?
She was like, I know this man. Like, he mm-hmm. will work hard.
Exactly. Blah, blah, blah. It was a tone deaf thought.
I think it's just paid. Like, you know, I think they get mm-hmm. paid to make these posts.
And then what? You get your money taken back the minute you take it back? The minute you delete it 10 minutes after?
I think he won. And then she took it down? Yeah. Like, it wasn't up for a whole 24.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
But yeah, very happy for New York and all of the other amazing, like, accomplishments, like the first female mayor, right, of mm-hmm. Detroit,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Sheffield or Miss Sheffield, and just a lot of it, like Syracuse and Albany, mm-hmm. like they have Black women. Mm-hmm. And then I love to see that Zoran's like transition team are like all women. Oh, just Lupin, like,
yes.
All right, let's kick some butt. Like,
I mean, it's just them. This is the winning program. Like, this is the winning formula. Like, please tap in, look at it, so that when 2028 comes, we will have a candidate that has a fighting chance, yes. and not someone who like nobody wants to rally around except yes. my grandparents. So,
right.
like,
exactly.
Let's do that. But yeah, we're excited. Let's go, New York.
Yes.
What's some other stuff? I feel like there was another thing we wanted to talk about that I have more to talk about.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Bring up. I want to talk about Mariah Carey.
So, Alexis, who else is on trial?
Mariah Carey, but I feel like you know more about the commercial than I do. But I just have a lot of thoughts about Mariah Carey in general that I
we'll
want to talk
about.
We'll
probably put the commercial in because yeah. why not?
Why not? This is a plug for Hillary Duff's new
yes.
single.
Speaking of, Hillary has made a comeback.
I
mature.
Love the song. Oh my
I
God,
know. It is really good. I was like, she could really come back.
I mean, this is the thing. It already has 1.6 million streams on Spotify. Who would have thought in 2025 she would even reach a million for a new song? But she could absolutely go on a tour that would get sold out. She has so many fucking hits. And then she debuts her new album and sings the new songs too. I literally told Julia I would pay for that.
I'm not surprised just because, like, the millennials, like, we are crazy. Like, we go hard for the people that we like. And we, like, as a Disney child, like, yes, Lizzie McGuire was an fucking icon. Like, before That's So Raven came on, it was like, I want to be like Lizzie McGuire. Like, I want my life to be like that at school and stuff. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. Very happy for Lizzie, Hillary Duff.
McGuire.
And I hope that, yeah, I love that her song's like called Mature, and it's just like, she's like, put some respect on my name. Anyways,
yeah,
back
ahead,
to
sorry.
Mariah Carey. So a Sephora commercial came out.
Mm-hmm. November 1st.
Yes, and Sephora is, you know, on people's shit list already. That's what Alexis was like, Sephora is on it not. We are not supposed to go on to Sephora. So they're already like, whatever. So basically, a ad came out on November 1st because, you know, as of now, it is a tradition that Mariah Carey like says, it's time.
It's
like,
y'all know it.
Like right after Halloween ends and she like unfreezes and now it's All I Want for Christmas Time. So the Sephora ad drops and it's getting a lot of backlash because basically there's like a elf in the commercial like saying mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm packing it up, like I'm taking the, like, the elf was like, I'm taking the lipstick. And let me find what it actually says.
Halloween slayed, but now it's spill the tea. Who's the thief?
Busted! Bad news, Mariah Carey. The elves are striking this year. Elf revenge for putting us through holiday hell. Santa's helper quit. I'm pawning all this so I can afford elf therapy.
That's my blush, elf boy.
Your lipstick? I'm taking it. Christmas, it's canceled. No bells, no cheer, no glam. Bye, sweetie.
You can't cancel Christmas.
Any last words?
Yeah.
Can we not? Oh.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Okay, so basically the elf said that he's going on strike. He's taking these things to pawn it and they're in hell and he needs to pawn this stuff so that he can afford elf therapy. And Mariah Carey's like, you can't cancel Christmas and like it's time, and is basically Santa Claus like dropping Sephora bags in the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's gotten a lot of backlash because it's literally taking from like workers, like worker strikes, like all the, like, I mean, these companies know that there are strikes planned and boycotts planned. Like people are not wanting to participate in Christmas and the holidays to like hit these big corporations, like where it hurts and where they, you know, where we might see some type of change. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's gotten a lot of backlash and it's just like very tone deaf. And it's not even tone deaf. Like, I wouldn't even call it that. It's like it's purposeful. They're leaning into the boycotts and it's just like kind of making fun of it and just saying like, we're not going for that. Like, y'all are going to be shopping at Sephora. Go get your shit.
So what are your thoughts on it?
I am very disappointed. I am just like, come on now. Like, it's crazy to dismiss workers, especially. And then for Mariah Carey to like sign on to be a part of this, it's just like, it takes all of the fun out of like the Christmas, like her involvement in Christmas, especially because mm-hmm. the All I Want for Christmas song is about you. Like, All I Want for Christmas is You. It's like mm-hmm. supposed to not be about the materialistic things mm-hmm. and stuff. So mm-hmm. it's just like, you know, she's doing this for a check. And it's like, I mean, not for Mariah Carey, but like, I get it. Like, everybody needs to make a check to live. Like, I saw, this is random, but apparently UGG USA like sued the Australian Uggs and like stole their
that's terrible.
They like sued them and said they can't use just Uggs or whatever. And so, and like the Uggs that we're getting are like cheap and like yeah. knockoffs, like they're not like real Australian mm-hmm. Uggs. And like I've seen a lot of not a lot, but like, you know, like Mariah the Scientist, I saw like Olandria, they did a campaign with Uggs USA mm-hmm. and it's just mm-hmm. like, I get it. But it's just like, it just sucks to be involved in these really corrupt companies that are, you know, throwing a little razzle dazzle on it. And
I mean, it's interesting, especially because like the economy is just really, really bad right now. So it's like they know a lot of people have been laid off. They know that a lot of people like are just, you know, SNAP benefits have been shut off. Like they know that people
the government
are just, like,
has been closed.
They know that people in particular right now in this during the holiday season are absolutely struggling more than they normally do.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that like they're like, but Christmas is still on, y'all. Like, you know, like full fledged. Let's buy. Sometimes I wonder if they're embarrassed by that. But I also want to just talk a little bit about Mariah Carey. Because I, like, saw a comment, like, when somebody was, like, retweeting the commercial. And they were just like, damn, like, I hate that her legacy is, like, diminished now to just Christmas. And I really feel like that's true. Like, besides, like, her stands, no one that is, like, let me control my volume. Nobody that is, like, just a normal casual fan of Mariah thinks about her outside of like Christmas, to be honest, and All I Want for Christmas Is You. Like, she, and I feel like she's leaning into it. Like, she's just like, yep, Christmas is
here. She goes on tour every year.
She goes on tour every Christmas. Like, this is her legacy now, is Christmas. And I'm just like, I don't like that.
I mean,
I feel bad for her because I do think she is iconic, and I just feel I would be embarrassed if like Beyonce went like in 10 years or 20 years from now was like a Christmas act.
I mean,
you know,
I feel like, I don't know. I don't think that Mariah Carey could ever be all the way, like, because you're going to hear Mariah Carey song like
at the mall.
Not even at the mall. Like, I was like in my yoga class, and it's like fantasy and everybody knows the words, and it's just like, you know, it's just like we belong together. And it was just the 20th, like, I don't know if it was the 20th year, something of the Emancipation of Mimi. And so I don't know. I am a fan of Mariah Carey and her music, so I may be on the side of the internet that's always like putting respect on her name and like Mariah Carey the diva and like J-Lo could never and like, you know, all of that. And I think that it's just kind of like an added bonus that she is very relevant every Christmas, like, because of, I mean, she was going to be that anyway. Like, her song gets played, that song gets played so much, like, regardless of the year, like, even in, you know, 2010, before she was like doing the It's Time, it's like her numbers were going up, you know. So I feel like, I don't know, I don't think it's like a negative thing on her, but like, or like on her legacy,
but we'll see. I'm also just very like, I'm gonna get eaten up in the comments over these things I'm saying about Mariah Carey, because her fans, her stans don't play. But like, even just looking at like her videos of her performing lately, like, Mariah Carey does not move when she's on stage. Like, she has no stage, and it's like, and I feel like that was like what I always thought, but this is even worse now. Like, as like, I don't know, is she 60? Like, what is her age?
She's 56.
Okay, as a 56-year-old, like, she's literally not moving. And at like certain times, it literally looks like she's just like, you know, pushed, like kind of like forced on stage. She's standing there, she's lip singing the song, barely lip singing. I'm just like, want to know she's okay. Because I'm just like,
I mean,
there's been times where I've literally been like, this is like beyond like a diva. Like, I'm not trying, you know, it's like, this is like looking like someone who's like just going through the motions, you know?
I just sent you a video of her on her thing where she's like kind of walking around on stage.
But I saw this one,
I will say, like, I think that that is a part of her lore, you know? It's just like, I don't know, like, I feel like it is just like, yep, she's a diva, she...
But like, Beyonce talks about being a diva and does more.
But she, like, is more of a, like Mariah Carey is...
Whitney Houston did more movement than this.
Right, but...
And they were with, no, like, she is a diva.
I know, but this woman is 56, and she literally is like, oh, like, I only wear, you know, 6-inch heels. Like, my feet, like, I don't even, like, one of her, like, lore thing is, like, you know, I walk on my tippy toes because it feels like weird to like not have heels on. So like, I think this is what happens to somebody that only wears heels. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just really not impressed with her lately. I hate to say it, but like, you know, good for her. She's making her back for the commercial. And I'm sure people, you know, I know people that go to the Christmas store every year. They love her for that's great. Good for her. And this past year, we played the Mariah Carey Christmas album during on Christmas Day. But I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm just a little concerned for Mariah. Like, it just seems like she's just kind of.
Lost I will it. Say just by being in the you know, being like an actual fan, like I think she's doing just fine. I just am concerned about her. Like, she was honored this year. Like, you know, like, I feel like she's doing just fine. I just do not like this Sephora commercial. Like, it just definitely, all these celebrities are just showing where they stand on things. The other person I wanted to bring up just randomly, I didn't mention this before, but I'm sure you saw the Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm.
Like that GQ interview, which was so bad. Like, the interviewer was just so like, somebody was like, she looked like she was scared of her. Just like, why are
she
you
was trying to push her
lady?
To say the right thing and push her to, like, you know, basically fix the narrative. And Sydney was
but
just
even
like,
just
nope.
Like, she even just like beyond that, like, it was just like, you know, we're talking about something heavy as like white supremacy and
yeah, she doesn't care
eugenics. But like, the interviewer just like, you know, like, you don't want to like, you know,
I think it's uncomfortable. I think we underestimate how sometimes like some people are very much like, most people I would say are not in situations where they're talking about difficult topics pretty much ever. And so she's having to facilitate this conversation, and then no, it's not, but it's just like they put the wrong person on the job. But it's like, she's like uncomfortable. She's clearly uncomfortable talking about such a heavy topic, which I get, but then also she's talking to someone who's also behaving so inappropriately with these conversations that she's kind of just like, I feel like she was just like not prepared for either side of it, her reaction, but also the heaviness of the content. Sydney Sweeney's a weirdo. Like, and we know that she grew up in a weird, like, in this type of situation. Like, we know her parents are MAGA. We know that she's grown up in, like, so I can assume she's probably grown up in, like, a red Republican type of culture. And so this is what you get. Like, you know, this is what you get. I saw her movie bombed this week, though. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And did you see, like, Zendaya said that she's not going to do any press with her?
Mm-hmm. I did see that. And I figured that was coming because it's not good for Zendaya's brand to be standing next to her ever. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we eventually see them never be in a scene together in Euphoria when it comes back. Because she is a cancer. Like, this movie I feel bad, but it's like, this is a biopic of a story that, like, people like really like this woman boxer athlete. And I was literally reading, it was like it's one of the top 10 like worst all-time debuts for a weekend ever. I think it was only $1.3 million or something. And it's just like, it's not sad in the sense for her, but it's sad in the sense for like, she completely tanked her own fucking movie. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that worked on it that, like, you know, were thinking it was gonna do well and was banking on the money. And it's just like, she's a cancer. Like, whatever she touches is gonna now dissolve.
Yeah, she definitely played this all wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, she came out on a show that teed her up to be
a superstar,
but also like I wish I had a better word for like a woke, but like, you know, it was just like, a black girl and a trans girl were the face of the show. Like, so you assume that she was more evolved in her politics than she clearly is. And it's just like, you really like screwed the pooch on this one. Like, you really could have like been an it girl. But
But it just goes to show me, and I feel like this is what I was kind of trying to get at with Lala Anthony. Some people are very tone deaf and also just very content with the communities that they're already a part of. So it's like, for example, with Lala Anthony, it's like she's mm-hmm. She was completely tone deaf that was going to get terrible negative press and make her look like a fucking traitor, basically putting up a Cuomo thing. But then also she's content with having that type of narrative be placed on her because she's fine to, she can still hang out with the Kardashian. She can still, you know, do all of that. Same with Sydney Sweeney. Like, she is tone deaf, or she knew that this was going to be a weird response and she doesn't give a fuck because she's okay to be in the circles that she's in, which is like conservative celebrities. She might have not honestly really even wanted to be teed up in that way because, again, her parents, her mom threw a MAGA themed birthday party. Like, it's clear that she grew up in this type of culture. So I could see a world where she actually doesn't even want to be teed up to like be that type of celebrity. She actually wants the type of celebrity she has right now.
Yeah, well, we see where that gets you.
Yeah. And that's what I was trying to tell Julia this morning. I was like, I don't understand how some of these like conservative celebrities don't understand that like it's gonna fuck up your money. Like we know at this point the majority of the country is like Democratic. The majority.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Much of the country is left-leaning. So that means, like, if you, like, do some weird conservative shit and it becomes public, you're probably going to lose your job, right? You're probably going to, like, tank things. Why just not be that? I mean, this is a terrible, toxic thing to say, but it's like, why just not be that in secret? Why, like, Sydney Sweeney could literally have had such a successful debut if she just kept that weird eugenic stuff and been like, I'm not talking about it. And just said a statement that's very generic that you can't manipulate, which is like, all humans are equal. Even though she probably is trying to do the All Lives Matter shit with it. It's like, all humans are equal. I'm not here to talk about that. I really want to talk about this movie and this, like, this female athlete that, like, needs her story told. It's like, you could make so much fucking money. Why tank it?
I think that Sydney Sweeney, specifically, I think that she didn't realized that she was not a solidified household name before doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like she kind of overestimated herself in the culture. And she's like, girl, like, you are not that yet.
I can see that.
And so yeah, I feel like with her, it's like a little bit different versus Lala, where it's like, yes, like, they at this point are just like, they're going to be upset for a second, whatever, we push through. Like, this isn't the first time that things like this have happened. Like, I have Chris's birthday this weekend. Like, you know, I'm going to post my picture and then, like, it's going to be moved on to the next thing. Like, I think especially with the company that she keeps, it's, like, very easy to get used to bad press.
I agree.
And it just doesn't affect.
And now it's
much.
Like, you didn't really make much money on this. You probably have done some damage to your career. I'm not saying you're canceled, but I'm just saying you've done some damage to your career. Now different producers and directors probably don't want to touch you because they know if they do, you're not gonna produce numbers at the box office. Like, it's just like, it's stupid to me. Like, I'm like, can nobody play the game? Like, we as normal 9-to-5 people play the game every day.
Yes,
you know, like,
exactly. And you saw she was with Scooter Braun, which is.
And just... then I saw that too. And I was like, of course, that's the guy that she's attracted to. And that's the girl he's attracted to. Like, it's a match made in heaven, honestly. Two terrible people.
That's really gross.
It's really gross. And it's also like me and Shahani were talking about this on the phone yesterday. Like, Sydney Sweeney is just like. Her face card is just not there for me. Like, you know, it's like she even...
Somebody called her a better face.
Even in the interview, like, her hair was kind of disheveled. Her eyes kind of looked sunken in. Like, she didn't look great. And I'm not trying to be like, I'm, you know, Tyra, you know, America's Next Top Model. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's this... Just because she's blonde and blue eyes and has big boobs, there's this, like, she... carries herself as if she looks like, to me, like, this is a beautiful blonde woman. To me, a beautiful blonde woman is Margot Robbie. I mean, Robbie. Yes. She, to me, is like, you cannot deny her face card. She has blue eyes. It doesn't matter what color. Shani was like, the way you can tell if a blonde person is pretty is if they can pull off another hair color. And I was like, right? And Margot Robbie can. We've also thought of, like, Rachel McAdams. She's a very beautiful blonde woman. Another person we thought of was, Amanda Seyfried. Do you know who she is?
Probably.
She was Karen from Mean Girls. She's but she's like really aged well. Like, she's beautiful to me. And she could pull off other hair colors. But it's like Sydney Sweeney to me is just not that. And the way that they have the way that she was sitting up in that interview, you would have thought she was America's Next Top Model. Like, literally.
I mean, specifically with Amanda Seyfried, I feel like we tend to feel like we like her better just because, you know, just I feel like now when we look at CD Sweeney, we're looking at her with like an ew. Like, it's like,
ew. But I never thought, I used to watch Big Love. This was like in 2008 and I used to love Big Love because it was the first time I ever saw like a poly, like a big poly family. It's a fiction. It's based off of a Mormons. It's on HBO. She played the younger daughter. And I remember thinking, then, like, oh, she's like, I mean, not that I was judging her looks, but I remember thinking like she was just a normal looking white girl. And so it's like,
to Sydney Sweeney,
yes, like I've never, even before I knew she was a bad person, I've never,
I know,
thought
but
Sydney
that's
Sweeney
what I'm
was,
saying.
Like,
I was always just like, oh, like she's a fun, cool girl in Euphoria, and like all of those things like made her seem cooler and prettier than like she actually probably was. And then now it's just kind of like, girl, you really relying on these looks and they're not hitting. They're not hitting.
Oh my god.
And especially
sorry,
if you're gonna
sorry,
be
sorry,
ugly
sorry,
on the
sorry,
inside.
Sorry. Hillary Duff is going on tour, guys.
What?
And she's coming to Brooklyn. There's pre-sale tickets and they're going in 2 days. I'm literally signing up for the pre-sale right now. And Julia's gonna be so excited.
Wow.
I know. I can't wait.
Maybe I'll come down there.
Yes.
I mean, up there.
Yes, you have to. But so I keep going.
Really,
but yeah,
good for
like
my inner child.
And it'll just be good for your mental health. It's like a fun, clean night. It's a clean night, okay? It's not like scandalous. It's our girl Hillary. But no, I just think Sydney Sweeney, she gets away with a lot because she's white. And
she has.
And she's blue eyes.
But that time is up. Her time is up, child.
Absolutely.
Like, Scooter Braun, like, ew, girl. You're really grasping at straws right now. But I mean, honestly, I love this for her. Like,
that's what you get, bitch.
Other white girl that I was going to talk to you about is Taylor Swift.
I'm son talking about
I know. Quickly, though. Quickly, I just want to go on to say that in the past week, the White House has used 3, maybe even 4 at this point, of her songs, and there's been no statement. So I just wanted to put that out there. I am going to be sharing the news. So yeah, at this point, I think it's very clear where she stands. Like, so just putting that out there, like Olivia Rodrigo, many people have made statements to Donald Trump and they use their songs. It's like, I'm not going to be a part of this racist bullshit. And, we know Taylor Swift likes to call people out and sue people for even being inspired by her music. So, yeah, just wanted to give that disclaimer for anyone still on the fence about where she stands. So moving on, what else are we talking about?
I do want to talk about Kris Jenner's birthday party and how, it was hosted at one of Jeff Bezos' mansions. And all these celebrities that came to it. And did you see TMZ reported that Beyonce was there, that they just didn't get a picture of her because she, like, the way they, like, they came in, it was, like, in a driveway. They immediately, like, went straight in, and it wasn't like they could take pictures of them, of her specifically. But at that's what
Jeff
TMZ said,
Bezos
allegedly.
House. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the part that is so creepy.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, allegedly Beyonce and Jay-Z were there. Adele was pictured there. Mariah Carey was pictured there. Oprah and Gail.
Tyler Perry.
Who else was there? Those were the people that I remember.
Hold on, I'm going to find a full list. Meghan Markle.
Yes, Prince Meghan Markle Harry. And Harry were there.
Those were... It's a little surprising. Justin Bieber, of course. Mama Tina. Mm-hmm. She was there. I knew she was gonna be there though, sadly. Like when they said it was Kris Jenner's birthday, I knew she was. Kathy Hilton, Kyle Richards, Mark Zuckerberg, and Priscilla Chan. First of all, did you see what she was wearing?
Mark Zuckerberg, and you're in a party with him? Oh, that's a terrible
person.
Did
you see what Priscilla Chan was wearing?
No,
I will show you, but I just want to say that, like, these people are nerds and weirdos, and not that, like... You know, it's like in the worst possible way. Like,
y'all, she hates weird. She hates.
No, I hate people that think that they, like, they got some money now that they can be like they are that girl, and it's just like, bitch, you look a damn fool. Let me show you what this girl was wearing. Like, what are we doing? Like, she really thought she was doing something with this outfit. She's like, I'm going to.
Are
the
you showing
party.
Me? Oh, you're saying.
I sent
to me.
It. Okay, let me see. Like, we're gonna be at the party with Kris and the Kardashians.
Said, gotta
be
my
little
bad
sexy
bitch outfit, and it like right. Actually is embarrassing. He's wearing the Meta glasses, as you see.
Ew.
And yeah,
this outfit is terrible. Girl.
I've just never seen her dress like this in my life.
And it's just a terrible outfit. I'm sorry. Like, what
but
are
regardless,
those
like regardless, it's just like this. I just want to know what's going. Like, Adele was like covering her face walking in. Like, I want to know if. I want to know
Beyonce
the percentage.
Beyonce doesn't
of,
even want a picture
right,
of herself.
Beyonce, some people don't want to be pictured. It's like, I wish I could do an anonymous survey of the people there and just figure out how many people are happy to be here. I'm sure it's going to be 100%. How many people are embarrassed to be here, though, or a little bit ashamed to be seen here? I think it would be 100%. I just want to know the cognitive dissonance that's going on. It's like, you're at Jeff Bezos' mansion. The amount of like harm Amazon has done, we could talk about the thousands of layoffs, we could talk about his insane salary, we can talk about all his fucking yachts and shit, we can talk about like him being a fucking billionaire, like there's so many things. Then on this list is Mark Zuckerberg, who's also thousands of many lawsuits on his ass for like unethical practices at Meta. I talk to a lot of researchers every day who are like, I would never work for Amazon, I would never work for Meta. Like, it's literally a turnoff for some people. It's like, he's a terrible person. Why are you at this party? Like, I just feel like I would be so embarrassed. And again, it just kind of, again, going into the Lala Anthony thing, going into all the things, it just shows that, like, they have no, like, allegiance to the community, to their race, to all these things. The elite, this is my opinion, the allegiances they have are to their money. And so they're not embarrassed to go to this party.
And at the end of the day, this is their community.
Right.
Like,
this is
their community. I think that is some of the cognitive dissonance that we're seeing. I think, like you said, there's people there for different reasons. Mm-hmm. But some of the people are like, for instance, Adrienne Bylone and her husband were there. It's like the cognitive dissonance of that is like, but I love Kris and, you know, like, I have to be there. But also, you want to be there because you might see Beyonce. You want to be there because, like, honestly, I think it's a FOMO thing. Like, I think it's like, of course I would go. Like, these are, like, the most, like, I mean, some of these people are the most talented people. You know what I'm saying? Like Adele is there, and you know, people that have like done amazing things, quote unquote, like things that we as humans value as like amazing things in entertainment. And yeah, I think it's just like, who wouldn't want to be here? Like, they want to be us, like the Devil Wears Prada.
I think that, like, you're absolutely right. And I think you hit the nail on the coffin when you're like, this is their community. And it's shocking that some of them get away with this, because it's like, I feel like, I mean, I always say this, they're not like us. Like, they are more like the freaking CEO of United Healthcare that got shot in downtown Midtown than they are like the average 9-to-5 person. And I don't say that to make light, but I'm saying that man was a multimillionaire capitalist that was doing really corrupt things and, you know, just not caring. I do believe that this is their community. It's shocking to me that they're able to get away with being a part of that community and being accepted by us who are not. Because I feel like, let's just talk about Gail. It's like Gail went to space, okay? That was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. She looked like she was, honestly, someone held a gun to her to get on that thing and on a spaceship. But then it's like, you're at these parties. But then it's like, she's still able to be accepted into Black spaces and Black women's spaces. Beyonce's a good example too. And I'm not trying to say fuck Beyonce. You know that we love Beyonce. Please check out our Patreon, Beehive Buzz, but where we talk all things Beyonce because we love her. But it's the truth. Like, to be at this, it's shocking to me that she's able to get away with it so much, because she shows us time and time again, her money is the only dollar signs we cross. The only signs we cross is dollar signs. Like, this lines we cross, I'm sorry, is dollar signs. Like, this woman has told us she cares about her money, and she aligning herself with people who can do that for her.
I think that we all have different cognitive dissonance when it comes to all of this stuff. And I think it's crazy, like, the both and, like, what these people have, like, meant to us, you know, parasocially. But also, like, yeah, I don't think that we are mad enough. Like, I think that we, you know, part of us loves this, because it's like, I feel like, one, we're a very, celebrity culture, obsessed culture, you know? Like, we talk about them every week on this podcast. Because it's interesting and it's scandalous and it's whatever. And it's like a quote unquote like possibility. Like, it gives us people that are working every day like a glimpse into what could be, like, you know, like probably won't be, but like what could be. And I think that, yeah, it's just like we have to decide as a people, like, when we're going to stop participating, like, truly, like,
or just like, I don't know if you saw, like, I think you're right. We have to decide we're not participating. But also, like, did you see, like, Raven Simone? She had, like, an interview, and somebody brought up, like, the Cosby Show, and she was like, we have, like, you know, she's at a place now where she's separating the art from the person. Like, she understands that, like, the Cosby Show changed American television. However, she also understands that there was horrific things he was, you know, found guilty of. And she has to hold space for that and like, understand that, like, that happened. And that is real. And so, like, she navigates Bill Cosby and the show and the legacy with both of those in mind, and not just this blind loyalty, not this forget, but the, you know, both in mind. I wonder if we will start engaging with these people that way, because I haven't seen it for, like, the people that I'm just named, like Gail, Adele, Beyonce, Tyler Perry's base we have now. I feel like Tyler Perry, the assault was just, yeah, like, you know. But, like, I feel like those three people I named, I feel like we haven't. Like, I feel like people still, like, I don't think they think negatively of Adele at all, or hold this negative space for her, or same with Beyonce, or same with Gail. And it's interesting to me. Like, I would love to know why. People definitely do it with Mark Zuckerberg, and he didn't kill anybody or assault anybody.
I think it's definitely people are on different journeys of, you know, denial. Like, I do kind of feel like I'm like, this is a new thought, but like, it is kind of like cultish. Like, we are people are awakening of like how corrupt these people are, mm-hmm. or like how corrupt they are adjacent to. I mean, literally, it's so, and like they do it right in our face. And mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian and the Kardashians specifically are, they do it so shamelessly.
Yes,
but they do it kind of masterfully. Like, for instance, right now the All's Fair press tour is out, like the show, that new show with Sarah Paulson, Niecy Nash. Mm-hmm. Have you watched that at all, or like heard anything mm-hmm. about it?
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, so Danielle has me watching a little bit of it, or like we've watched the first couple episodes, and it's so annoying because just like we are starved for good content. We want to see nice offices. And first mm-hmm. of all, it's like Glenn Close, Sarah Paulson. Mm-hmm. I love that Halle Berry said like she was not doing this. But the show is supposed to be like campy, like so bad it's good mm-hmm. kind of thing. Anyway, she's doing so much press for that. So we're seeing her everywhere. We're seeing her alongside these mm-hmm. other actresses and performers that like we like. And so that gives her validity mm-hmm. and like that she's doing all these interviews that it's like it makes people forget. Like somebody even said today, I was watching a TikTok and they were just like, we have to stop getting charisma confused with character. It's like these people are charismatic. Mm-hmm. They can mm-hmm. you know, make you feel mm-hmm. Whatever, give you a laugh or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just like their character is mm-hmm. different. Mm-hmm. And
that's a good point.
You know, while all this stuff is happening with the show, you know, the Israel newspapers are putting out that she's building 15 skim stores there.
Which is like, oh,
what? Mm-hmm. What are y'all thinking this is about to be? 15? Anyways, it's just like, this is, but it's like, that's the level of evil. Like, I watched a TikTok this weekend talking about how basically Dubai is like run on slavery. Like, people that like have moved, like most people that are like operating the taxis and just all the people that are working there are like, aren't from there. And when you start to talk to them, it's like, oh yeah, like I haven't seen my family in 3 years. Like I'm in this contract. I can't leave when I want to. I don't have vacation days or whatever. And I think Beyonce was like in Doha or something, like wherever she was seen shopping mm-hmm. recently.
I saw that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's just like she wasn't in Dubai, but she was in a place that's just like, you're buying gold. Like this stuff is like, you're the jewels and gold and things that you're wearing mm-hmm. are literal. Like, it's just sick. It's just really sick. And I don't know the cognitive dissonance. I do think that maybe it's an out of sight, out of mind thing, which is just like, how can you be like that with your business? But like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I have a thought. Sorry, this is like very like Beyonce.
Even just coded. Rihanna with Fenty. It's just like,
I know. And that's another thing. That's what I'm saying. We don't look that differently. We don't hold two truths with her. Like, and I feel like it's, you know, alleged that
yeah, we don't.
Fenty's using child labor. And
we don't want to. We like really don't want to.
You're
like,
right. It's cognitive. Just like, it's like we all have our different boundaries for each.
Yes.
Person.
It's just like, oh my God, this lip gloss mm-hmm. is so good. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, it's just like, I don't want to not buy it. But mm-hmm. anyways.
I wanted to say that I just was thinking about this really quickly before we start closing out. But so like Beyonce, I don't know if you saw what she was wearing at the Boys Mind Tour, but it was like, you know, mm-hmm. it was like on the suit theme or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking how like if this was a transition into Act 3, it would have been like on the theme, but very like giving rock vibes of that theme. Because I feel like she was very intentional, like, when we are switching over to the next act, she'll be on the, like, you know, on the, in the vibe, but on that theme, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like this makes me very much believe that 2026 is when we're getting the film for Cowboy Carter, and we're still in Cowboy Carter. We're not in Act 3 yet. That's my thoughts.
I
Because I'm just like, I remember with Renaissance, when she went to like the fashion show, she was still in glitter down Renaissance. Like, and
but
then,
we haven't gotten to award season yet, which I don't even think she'll be there.
Well, she's, like, she's not nominated for anything, so there's no reason to show up. Yeah.
So
the only thing she'll be at is the Super Bowl. She'll definitely probably be there. She'll see Bad Bunny. Like, she'll be there. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking anything else, like, publicly, unless she gets honored or something. No, I don't think she'll be at any award shows.
I think that Beyonce is... I think we're getting a movie at the end of everything. I'm still...
You don't think we're going to get a film for Cowboy Carter, though, for like how she went for Renaissance? The tour? That's what I'm saying. Like, I think we're like going to get that.
I don't know, child. I don't know. Maybe. I would be here for it. But I really don't know. But I do kind of feel like... I don't know. I feel like there's going to... I was texting Alexis this weekend and like I feel like there's like a little bit of urgency to get these projects out, because I'm sure this rock album is going to be very revolution oriented. Mm-hmm. And like fuck the powers that be, like I'm like forgetting it. You know, like, fuck status quo. Like, y'all are going to be trying to be on this Mondani shit. Like, we're cool, okay? Like, we are about the people. And it's just, like, if you're not really about that, like, more and more people are starting to see. And I think that's why. Like, I think that's why we did not get a picture of Beyonce at Kris Jenner's party. Like, I think that they have to be very careful. And even like things, I mean, they were at the table with Kushner mm-hmm. and a lady. So it's just like, I feel like it is just like,
they
I feel
like
there
us.
Has to be some urgency because shit ain't sweet right now. And so people are really ready to say, like, fuck it. I hope. I think more people than not. Like, obviously, I still see people online that are like, oh, like, Beyonce dropped her, like, merch, like, her Christmas merch. Like, this is what's on the website versus, like, Mariah Carey and Beyonce on the same shit, like, putting out their merch. I mean, the prices are astronomical on mm-hmm. that woman's site. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It is what it is. I think to answer your question, I feel like I'm getting closer to being able to hold those two things, like, you know, not going to sleep and like understanding that the aesthetic of revolution and stuff is more of
Black
what we might
parade,
get.
Black parade. And look, but I love her. Get. But yes, I mean, literally, I feel like that was a lot of things where it was like, we'll get a song about it, but I don't know if we'll get like a...
And I think she can hold... Like, I think she does in some ways, like, there's a cognitive dissonance with her. Like, she can hold, like, I want my people to be free, but also, like, she's Beyonce.
I'm going to Jeff Bezos' house and talking about
yes, and
there,
these people and... are like, I have to maintain these relationships because whatever. Like, but yeah, y'all.
I'm going back to the South. I'm going back.
It's
back
just like,
same water down.
And you know, like, I feel like Mama Tina and stuff, like, I feel like Mama Tina is another way of just like, I don't know, it just kind of like softens it. It's just like Mama Tina's a mom, like Kris Jenner is a mom, like they have these girls and, you know, like I feel like that is kind of how they see it. And like I could see even Mama mm-hmm. Tina like feeling that way. Like Mama Tina is a Black woman, but it's just like you have to realize we are struggling out here, and these people, these white people, do not care about us at all.
Not at all. But let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts on these billionaires?
They not like us, and I say it every week. But some reason people think they're so funny. They're just like Beyonce knows, and you know, and Adele. It's like no, they they're not like,
well, how do you do it, Alexis? Because I feel like
I still am cognitive dissonant too. I have yet to get there too. All the shit I'm talking about, I haven't done myself.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep on sending you to work on that together. But anyways, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please give us a review and a like. Make sure you share with your friends. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. And yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Remember to email us your discussion topics at whoamitojudgepod@gmail.com. Also, remember to subscribe to Who Am I to Judge podcast on Spotify and everywhere you get your podcasts. If you love us, please rate us and review. And if you don't, leave us alone. Tell a friend to tell a friend. See y'all next week. Bye, friends.